This committee to order, let the time, let the, it was about 8:06. Members present are Representative Ledoux, Representative Newman, Representative Salmon, and Chairman, Co-Chair Thomas. We'll take up Senate Bill 14. Sponsor of this bill is Senator Gary Stevens. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for hearing this bill. This is a bill that really came from the Borough and City Clerks Association, from the Clerks Association. Several of the clerks have been very supportive of it, and I expect you might be hearing from a few of them this morning. Basically, what this bill does is, there's been a problem in the past that and the clerks have been the ones to really notice this, that often there are an issues or referendum requirements that they have an election within 75 days. And the problem is that sometimes these referendums or initiatives are not so time sensitive that they have to be taken care of right away. The law says it has to be within 75 days, or if there's a regular election within that time. So it's created some problems for them in that as I say, some of these issues are not so time sensitive that are brought before them. And also, as you may know, I'm sure you know, that initiatives and our special elections often have a very poor turnout compared to a regular election. So what this bill would do is to give the municipalities a little latitude, an option. The city council or the borough assembly would have the opportunity of saying, this initiative, this referendum is not so timely that we can't put it off until our next regular election, which may be a few months away. Or they can say, this issue is so important that we need to decide it right now and have a special election right now. So they have that. They will have that option under this bill. You may note that some information we've given to you shows that the Fairbanks North Star Borough had 46 petitions in a four-month period. Whoa. Now, not all of those, of course, led to a special election. Only one really did. But in our notes, we've told you that it was a cost of $35,000 for that special election. In talking with the North Star Borough Clerk, they said it was actually another one they had was $60,000 it cost them. So the potential is really enormous out there. This doesn't really take any rights away from the public. It does allow the local borough assembly, the local city council, to make this decision closer to home. I think it's really a matter of local control. Let them decide. Should this issue that's before them be held in a special election, which is costly and has a smaller turnout, or is it something you can wait till the next regular election? That's basically what this is all about, Mr. Chairman.
Questions? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to speak in support of this bill also for all the reasons that the good senator has given us, but also I feel it is also it's used as a mechanism at times for it's used in a way to pass some legislation or laws into place on the public that maybe I don't feel the whole general populace would support. And so what happens is a lot of special interest groups will come up and they'll get their support for this. They make sure that they get their numbers out there and vote, and I'm not quite sure that that represents the good of all the people.
Any other questions for the committee?
Thank you, Representative. That's a very good point, and sometimes it does occur, right?
Hearing no more questions, thank you, Senator. Do we have anybody in the Representative Salmon?
How much money are we saving on this bill?
Well, it's hard to really compute how much. It depends on how many initiatives and referendums each borough or each city may have. As I said, in Fairbanks, you know, there were some 42. It's not saving us as a state money, but it is saving local communities money.
Representative Salmon?
Yeah, that's my question.
Okay, thank you. Anybody in the audience want to testify?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Kathy Wasserman from the Alaska Municipal League, and again, I would like to offer our support for this bill. First of all, you have to understand, those of you from local government, that the city clerks are the real queens and kings of local government. They certainly know better than anyone what is going on, and if anything comes from them, usually it is based in good hard fact rather than politics. And it would save the communities a lot of money, yet allowing for good public process. So again, we're in full support of this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody else wish to testify in the audience? If not, we have Linda Murphy and Soldatna. Are you online?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you for allowing me to address this bill. I don't have a lot to add to what Senator Stevens and Ms. Wasserman have said to you. I would like to point out that this bill does not apply to home rule municipalities, but it does apply to approximately 140 other municipalities in the state. And as far as the cost savings to municipalities, that really depends on the size of the city or borough. For the Kenai Peninsula borough, we would a borough-wide special election would cost us in the neighborhood of $50,000. But it really doesn't matter whether it's a $50,000 Kenai borough or election or a $3,000 city of Seward election. In the scope of things, it's the same impact. It's just the impact is larger in dollars for a larger community, but percentage-wise, it isn't. And I'd also like to point out that we do not budget for special elections, and so when we have to have a special election, that takes a special appropriation from the governing body. One last thing, this is essentially the same bill that sailed through the House last year, and so I would urge you to support it, and thank you for your time.
Okay. Okay, and your affiliation?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Linda Murphy. I am the clerk of the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
Okay, thank you. I'd also like to note that Representative Olson's online in Anchorage. Soldatna, oh.
Good morning, Representative Thomas. I'm online in Kenai.
Kenai, oh, we're both wrong. Okay, we have a Mona Drexler from Fairbanks. State your name and your affiliation.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee. This is Mona Lisa Drexler. I'm the Fairbanks North Star Borough Clerk. I am the person that Senator Stevens talked about with the 44 petition applications within a four-month time. I cannot state any better than Senator Stevens and Linda Murphy have just stated the reasons why this bill is needed. So I just urge you to pass this bill as the House put it through last year. It got stopped with a glitch with an amendment out of the Senate side. We're very pleased that Senator Stevens brought this forward. We're very pleased that Representative Seaton and Representative Holmes co-sponsored and brought this bill forward again this year. And we thank you for your support.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none. Anybody else online to testify?
14.
On 14?
I don't think so.
Anybody in the audience again? If not, we'll close the public testimony and open it to the committee discussions. Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair, I would recommend passage of this bill out of this committee.
Any other comments? Wishes of the committee?
Yeah, I recommend a passage of SB 14, 24 LSO 159G, passed out of this committee.
No objections. Bill is moved.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Let the records reflect Mr. Representative Kott has joined us. Good morning, Mr. Kott.
Trying to juggle my schedule, Mr. Chairman, to be in two places this morning at the same time.
You're doing a good job. You showed up here. We appreciate that.
I'm not sure how long I'm going to be here.
Well,
I'm waiting to be summoned across the hall.
Okay. We'll cherish your time with us here, Pete. How's that? Okay, we will bring up HB 108 in the sponsor's name.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Josh Appleby. I'm staff to Representative Tom Anderson, chair of the House Labor and Commerce Committee, sponsor this bill. Representative Anderson apologizes for not being here himself this morning, but I am here to introduce House Bill 108. House Bill 108 is a bill we brought forward in the last legislature, and it's designed to exempt the Anchorage Wastewater Utility from regulation of the RCA. Except for the city of Pelican, there's no other municipally owned water and sewer utility regulated by the RCA. And the municipality of Anchorage believes that the current RCA regulation process is cumbersome, slow, expensive, and non-responsive to local needs. Ratepayers are required to pay for the regulatory process as a surcharge on their bill every month, whether or not their utility has a case pending before the RCA. And then also as an example, during the 10-year period between 1993 and 2003, AWWU never had a rate increase with the RCA, yet the ratepayers paid that surcharge every month as part of their bill. Currently, the Anchorage ratepayers are paying about $550,000, and that varies up and down to the RCA to cover the cost of the regulation. But the greater cost appears in the form of regulatory delay and obtaining approval for requested changes, whether they be increases or decreases in rates. The municipality is directly accountable to the ratepayers served by the utility in that they're the voters, they're the people who put the assembly and the mayor into office and who attend the public hearings. The municipality has experience successfully regulating other enterprise activities. For example, the Port of Anchorage, Solid Waste Services, and Merrill Field are all financially sound and continue to provide first-class customer service without unduly charging rates that would seem unreasonable. And municipal hearings are held for any proposed rate increases, and the public is very involved in the process. House Bill 108 changes the existing law by adding lines 5 through 8 on page 2. The language states that a water or sewer utility owned by a political subdivision not directly competing with another water or sewer utility is exempt from this regulation. We have, I believe, online to testify Mr. Mark Primo, the general manager of Anchorage Water Wastewater Utilities, who has more than enough experience to answer any of your specific technical questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Appleby, do you know if AWWU receives funding under the Department of Community and Economic Development?
I believe Mr. Mark Primo is best suited to answer that question.
Okay, well, just when he gets that question, if I could just add one more, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
If they do receive their funding out of there, would they lose that funding from them, and would that cause any increases in rate to the consumer? So when he gets online, he'll have those questions.
Only rates funding we receive is in grants.
Any other questions?
I heard some grumbling there. But
yeah. Any other questions of the Josh? None. Thank you. Oh, Woody, Mr. Salmon.
How did Anquish get under this RCA, I mean, to begin with?
As far as the exact history, I would also refer that to Mr. Primo.
So there were, it's...
The next testifier will be able to answer that for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll be able to give you full history.
That'll be great, then.
Hey, thank you, Josh. We'll take the online, there's two online. Mark Primo from Anchorage, are you there, and identify yourself and the affiliation.
Mr. Chairman, I am here, and my name is Mark Primo. I am the general manager of the Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility, and I appreciate this opportunity to testify this morning.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I'd like to enter some testimony into the record, which I believe will answer most of the questions that have been raised.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished committee members, I am testifying in support of House Bill 108. This bill would exempt AWWU from economic regulation by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and place it in the same status as every other municipally owned water, wastewater utility in Alaska except one, Pelican. First, some background. AWWU is two separate utilities, both subject to economic and service area regulations by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. The water utility, a former City of Anchorage utility, has been under RCA regulations since inception of the APUC in 1970. The Anchorage Sewer Utility, which was formerly owned by the Greater Anchorage Area Borough, was voluntarily submitted to the APUC for regulation in 1971. An umbrella organization, AWW, was formed in 1975 following the unification of the Municipality of Anchorage. The Municipality of Anchorage in 1991 petitioned the then APUC to exempt AWW and its electric utility from regulation. The commission split evenly by a 2-2 vote on the question of exempting the electric utility and AWW at that time. The opinion by the commissioners opposing self-regulation cited competition by the municipality's electrical utility and telephone utility with other utilities as the primary reason why AWW should remain regulated by the state. No commissioner suggested then, or has suggested since, that competition between water and wastewater was present, nor is there any competition today. On April 28, 2004, the House of Representatives approved House Bill 515, approximately in a 3-1 margin. This bill would have exempted AWW from economic regulation by the RCA. Time ran out and the Senate did not act on the bill last year. Why does the Municipality of Anchorage desire exemption from RCA? One, the current RCA regulation process and procedures are slow and expensive. From 1993 to 2003, AWW filed only minor housekeeping and procedural matters with the RCA and never requested an increase in rates. Yet, during that same period of time, AWW ratepayers paid approximately $2.8 million in regulatory assessments to the RCA during this period as part of every monthly bill. In fact, in 2004, AWW paid $445,000 to cover the cost of regulation, and we estimate that will be $550,000 in 2005. However, the greater cost to AWW and its customers is in the form of the cost of repairing and filing and regulatory lag. AWW filed for the initial part of a two-phase rate increase and a refundable interim rate in January of 2004, with the expectation that by year-end 2004, the RCA would rule on both phases of this request. The public hearing has been delayed and rescheduled by the RCA and is now set for June 2005, 15 months later. This large delay substantially increases the jeopardy for the AWW ratepayers and AWW in the event that a portion of the requested rates have to be refunded. In addition, due to the extreme amount of discovery questions in the case, over 530 in all, this case has also become extremely expensive to the utility. History and present events show that local regulation is faster, less structured, and more economical. Two, current RCA regulations and procedures are non-responsive to local needs. The RCA process was designed for public utilities and is not entirely appropriate for municipal utilities. The RCA process is very structured. The municipality is more responsive to local needs and is directly accountable to the ratepayers who are served by the utilities. These customers are also municipal voters. Public hearings are held by the municipality on all rate matters. I ask for the committee's support of House Bill 108. Self-regulation has worked effectively across the nation in other Alaskan communities and in Anchorage. Anchorage has regulated its own public utilities for many more years than have state regulators. The Municipality of Anchorage has a proven track record of effective regulating the Port of Anchorage, Merrill Field, and Solid Waste Services. All are financially strong, highly reputable enterprises that provide excellent customer services. Rate changes have been infrequent. AWW has provided its customers with excellent service, low stable rates, and sound finances. In 2004, AWW filed for its first rate increase since 1992. For more than a decade, AWW ratepayers have benefited. We have reduced positions and expenses by leveraging technology and improving business processes, while at the same time increasing spending on system repairs and rehabilitation. This has all been done without the direction and or assistance or value added from the RCA. Over the years, the Mayor and Assembly have made sound decisions in their oversight of AWW and other municipally owned utilities. The Municipality of Anchorage supports the establishment of a strong, independent authority to oversee and regulate AWW in lieu of the RCA. The rate-making process would be very similar to standard industry practices. In fact, the development of revenue requirements and cost of services to meet the traditional cost-causer, cost-payer regulatory approach. In conclusion, with the passage of House Bill 108, municipal regulation of AWW will balance consumer protection with financial soundness, and AWW will continue to operate on a sound business basis. This bill only makes a minor adjustment to the existing statute to facilitate the proper self-regulation of AWW and is identical to the House Bill 515, which passed the House last session. The RCA would still continue to regulate AWW water and wastewater services. And in closing, in answer to one of the questions that was asked by a representative earlier, AWW does not receive any operational funds from any department of the state. The only funds that AWW receives are an occasional direct appropriation or a 50-50 matching grant program for capital expenditures through the ADEC program. Thank you very much for your opportunity to listen to me.
Thank you, Mr. Primo. Any questions? Okay, no questions. Thank you for testifying.
Thank you also.
Okay, we'll come back to Juno here, and we have Kate Girard, Regulatory Commission.
Hello, how are you today?
Name and
greetings, Mark. Nice to hear from you.
State your name and affiliation. And
my name is Kate Girard. I am the chairman of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska that you've been hearing about for a few minutes. I also, until a year and a half ago, was the chief fiscal officer for the municipality of Anchorage.
Can
Sorry.
I interrupt you? Just let the record show in a minute show that Representative Sisson has joined us. Sorry.
I'm glad you're here. I read your comments last year. I have them with me. So I have a kind of a unique perspective to bring to you about some of the challenges that the city has presented. Because as the CFO of the Municipality of Anchorage, I too express the same frustrations. And as the chairman of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, coming to talk to you today, I looked at what Mark Primo has taught me about value added, because Mark Primo himself and the good guidance of the Assembly have improved over the last 10 years that utility without a great deal of intervention from the RCA. They have done a very good job with value added. So where does the RCA add value? Where has the ratepayers received their value for their 50 cents a month or for their $500,000 that all 55,000 of them pay a year? What's the value? So when I originally looked at this, coming fresh from the municipality last year, I said, let them go. Let them go. They're a great run utility. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that they aren't. They're wonderful. They are the best utility that we see come through the door. So why not let them go? And as I thought of it, I thought, well, it'd be a lot easier for us. We'd let them go. But then I thought, what have we done? What have we done since 1970? What service have we added? We don't have to look at a lot of their rate cases. They do that themselves. They monitor. Why haven't they brought forward a rate case? And then it occurred to me what function we perform. It's not an easy function to see unless you really look hard and open up the covers and take a look. And that is that very much similarly to the state's ownership of AHFC. I look at the state of Alaska and I see that it owns this wonderfully run cash-generating entity called AHFC. But there is something that stands between you and your ability to completely run that entity and the entity itself, and that's regulation. Regulation stands between the two of you for a purpose, and that's the purpose that you want it to be there for. You want regulation to say, make sure that's a healthy entity. Make sure that general government, when it's feeling a cash crunch, doesn't go to AHFC and take too much in dividends. And there's an agency that stands between you. It's a federal agency. It's frustrating for you. You see that opportunity there, and you can't get to it. We are the same. We are in the same position between the ratepayers of AWWU and the city of Anchorage. We stand between them. We are baleen, and we're very thick, and we're very slow. And you wouldn't want us to be drive-through regulation. We're never going to be McDonald's. We're going to be slow and thoughtful and difficult at times, and we're going to make mistakes, and you're going to hear about us. And you're going to hear about us a lot more this session than you've ever heard about us before, because we're looking at what we do, and we're looking at the time we take. And you know, I'm happy that we're slow. I'm happy that it's 15 months since a rate case came to us increasing the ratepayers by $108 a year, roughly. $108 a year is a big increase. So you say, why? What's the genesis of that increase? It's a $6 million increase in property taxes that the city passed through to AWWU. Now, I specifically did not sign myself to that case, so I don't know the ins and outs and what's going on because my relationship was too close. So there are other commissioners that are handling that case. But you want us to look at that. The ratepayers want us to take 15 months, and now you have something else that you didn't have before. You didn't have 2 years ago, and that is you have the Attorney General. The Attorney General coming in and saying, we're going to tear this rate case apart. We're going to see whether it's fair and equitable for the city to pass their costs over to the utility, to the other revenue stream that they have. Approximately, and Mark will correct me if I'm wrong, but approximately 45% of this utility's costs are from general government in the form of either property taxes or costs that they already have approval to shift through that baleen. And I've been there. I understand why they want control. I think they should have control. Let them have control. I read the comments last year when I was preparing for this, and I saw we will create a system similar to what the RCA has. We will do that. And I look a year later, and I say, okay, you're bringing this back. What system have you created? What ordinance have you voted on, Mr. Assembly? What have you done to put those restrictions in place, and what have you done to show the state of Alaska that that results in a cheaper, better method of regulation than what you already have in existence? There's testimony last year that says we'll make a system similar. We'll set it up as an authority. Well, where are the costs that say that's going to cost them less than $500,000? And why, when they put forward a 20% rate increase, did they tell you last year, if you let us come out of RCA jurisdiction, our rates will go down? Definitely they'll go down. I don't believe that it's wrong for the city to want to own its own utility and manage and regulate its own utility. I think it's a bit premature this year. I think we need to let the rate case go forward in the public interest. And if AWWU follows its path that it's followed for many years, there won't be another one for 15 years. And the Assembly won't have to hire and put in processes that simulate the RCA. And maybe when they go through another rate case, after they come out of regulation, they contract with us to look at the rate case. I don't mind. I don't want to hold it. I want them to have it. But I think you need a plan. I think you need a way to say, ratepayers, we are taking this protection away from you, and here's what the city has shown us that they're going to do instead. And here's how it's a benefit to you. That hasn't been done in a year. So I believe it's premature. I talked to the municipal manager yesterday, and I told them this is how I felt. I'm not opposed to it. Get a plan. Put it in place. Bring it back again. Let the legislature make a good, sound decision. And we'd be happy to move off, focus on pipeline, focus on other areas. And those are my comments.
Questions? Representative Ledoux?
Yes, I don't understand how it is that the other utilities in other cities have been functioning without...
I think that's a good point, Representative Ledoux. So what I think you want fairness. And the city is saying, hey, you're treating us unfairly. You're bringing us in, you're making us be regulated, but you're not doing it to anybody else, and that's not fair. I agree. It's not fair. And so I'm not saying don't do it. Go ahead and do it. But require the city to put some form of plan in place where they take a protection that a ratepayer is used to 35 years of protection. There is Baleen. There are costs that do not go to that utility because they have to be run through the Baleen of the RCA. That's a protection that they have now, and you're removing it with this legislation. So how they got there, you know, we weren't even born yet. They were just there. They just came in voluntarily. Maybe they said we're a monopoly. Nobody else, you know, unless they want to dig their well, they got to use us. We better be regulated. I don't know.
Can I just follow up?
Representative Ledoux.
Have you noticed any problems in those other utilities that aren't regulated by the RCA, that whether or not they seem to have big rate increases as compared to?
There's a lot of utilities that we're bringing in. AWW is unlike any utility in the state of Alaska. If you're asking, you know, if they take regulation away, would AWW not provide very good services? I will tell you they will continue to provide very good services. What the temptation will be is that the cost of government may inappropriately shift over to the ratepayers. And the ratepayers are not homogeneous with the taxpayers. The ratepayers, at least from terms of residential, is about 60%. It's 40% that aren't. And the taxpayers are not always the ratepayers, and the voters aren't always the ratepayers. There's not a complete homogeneous group here. And so it's okay for the city to want to regulate its own utility. But you're removing protection. And then before you remove protection, require more than we will give you a plan. I don't know if they've had a public hearing about this issue with the public. Have they said, we desire to take AWW out from regulation? This is the good, this is the bad. Tell us what you think about it. I don't know. Do you know? Have you seen a plan?
Any other questions? Representative Newman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question. Was there any response to some of these situations that were just stated here by Mr. Fremel? Does he have a response to some of how these rates are going to change or how they're going to be passed along to the citizens?
Can we ask him?
Can we ask him that?
Are you still here, Mr. Fremel?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Did you hear the question?
In response to Madam Chairwoman's comments, I would like to thank her for indicating that we are a good utility. That is our primary concern. I don't think there's any question about that. Our primary concern is the ability to treat and deliver water to our customers, and in addition, collect and treat and discharge in an environmentally sound way the wastewater. And that is our primary purpose. And I think the chairwoman and myself are in total agreement with that. Regarding the cost of regulations and how to protect the ratepayers from this potential raid of city, I mean, of utility funds or the driving up of utility rates in order to meet the needs of general government. That is a concern that we all share. And I think you and state government share the same concern for your operating offices. The intent for rate-making purposes with respect to a self-regulated utility would be to continue to use the exact same rate-making principles, which are the same rate-making principles that we use presently in front of the commission. They are industry standard principles. Very simply, the cost causer is the cost payer. And that is the intent to continue moving forward with that. I would also suggest that having a group of people who are appointed by the governor, confirmed by the legislature, at arm's length from elected officials locally, making decisions over how local money is spent is not as strong or as reactionary to having an administration and an associated 11 members elected locally to oversee the utility. There is no question that the closer you are to local government, I'm sure you as representatives that came up through local government will realize that, the closer you are to the population base, the more responsive you are to their needs. And if you start doing items financially or operationally wrong, you'll be accountable for it. There's no other way around that. So I would suggest that local control is more accountable than state regulatory control. One thing we do have is that we do have an advisory commission that is appointed by the mayor, or I should say recommended by the mayor, appointed by the assembly, that overviews our operations. We actually had a public meeting with the advisory commission. As a matter of fact, that was last Tuesday night. One of the items on the agenda was self-regulation and the formation of the authority that I inferred to in my comments. It is the administration's intent. I have met with the mayor. I've also met with the municipal manager. We are in concert that we concur with Ms. Girard's comments that there needs to be some checks and balances, and that will be in the form of an authority that provides those checks and balances. Thank you.
Representative Newman?
Yes, Mr. Fremo. Ms. Girard said that stated that you were going to submit a plan last year that would address some of the problems that she had. Is there any reason why, or are you guys working on that plan, or do you have a plan to work on that plan at all, or what's the status of that?
I believe, Ms. Representative Newman, you're referring to the formation of an authority that would be the governing model of the utility. Yes, we do have a plan. We do have a straw man that gives us the structural outline of that plan. Our advisory commission that did meet last Tuesday in a public setting to discuss that is working on that straw man. It is the municipality's intent to have that authority up and running and operational prior to year end. I do not believe there is any reason to provide linkage, though, however, to not moving this House bill through the House into the Senate side and requiring the formation of that authority prior to that. The details of the authority should address and need to address all the concerns that the chairwoman put forward earlier this morning.
Okay, thank you. Is that Newman?
One more follow-up, thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Freeman. So that it is your plan to make sure that you have something in place by the time this goes through so it can be looked at later if we do pass this out today?
It is our plan to go through a public process which require the Assembly's input to have it in place established by ordinance prior to year-end in time for the 06 budget cycle. That is the municipality's intent. Would that plan be in place prior to it moving out of the House and or moving out of the Senate? I don't believe we could be that speedy, but I do believe that dialogue should take place so there is a comfort zone by the legislature on what that plan is.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Thank you. Any other questions of either? Hearing none, thank you.
Thank you.
We have one more in Juneau. Kathy, Rossman, will you?
Yes.
State your name and affiliation.
Yes.
Again, Mr. Chairman, my name is Kathy Wasserman for the Alaska Municipal League. I have the privilege of being, until 6 months ago, the former mayor and administrator of the city of Pelican. So I have a firsthand knowledge of the incidences that Mr. Primo is talking about. The city of Pelican became a regulated water utility, not because it was a choice that we had made, but because of circumstances that we felt we had no choice but to go into regulation. The paperwork was unbelievable and very slow, and knowing Mayor Begich and many of the assembly members in the municipality of Anchorage, I would think that they would not be proud to take 15 months to get things done. Many of the happenings are very slow through the Regulatory Commission, and I think most municipalities have checks and balances through ordinances and public hearings, which allow them to set rates which are fair to their customers. And it needs to be remembered that all of the people that live within that local municipality also pay those rates, so they don't want to unfairly impact businesses that might come into their community and the economics of their community. At Alaska Municipal League, we have always held close to the line that local government is the best government and most responsive. So with that, I would certainly be in favor of the municipality of Anchorage being able to have its own regulatory form. And I would also wonder how many other utility companies within the state are required to put forth a plan. I'm not sure of many that have had to do that to date. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Questions? Hearing none, thank you. Anybody else online? Nobody new come on?
No.
Anybody else in the audience wish to testify? Hearing, seeing nobody else. Close it and discussion of the committee. Representative Cessna.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I apologize for being late. As an Anchorage resident, I can speak for my community in that they're pretty verbal, and we do not shirk the responsibility of speaking up when our municipal government does things we don't like. And I keep on, and I know this is pretty simplistic, but I keep on coming back to the parenting example here, where your child reaches 18 and you don't want to let them go. Well, I think the municipality of Anchorage reached 18 a long time ago, and I think the voters in that community deserve the right to be the gatekeepers.
Representative Salmon.
I think the lady that Mr. Chairman, I always forget the the lady that testified last time, was she from Pelican?
She was, used to be, yeah. She was the mayor of
Pelican. And is that part of your district also?
No.
Oh, whose district is it?
I believe it's Peggy's. Representative Wilson. Huh?
Is that in Southeastern?
Yes.
Okay. Do they want to be in the RCA? That was my question.
My history serves me right. Cake Tribal bought the coal storage, which owned the water at the time, and so that's why they made the shift. It was bought, the coal storage joined the water system out there, and the coal storage was sold, so Pelican petitioned to control their own water.
So they like the idea of being under the umbrella of RCA?
Well, I think it was better. No, they don't. that's what she was saying. But I think it would force to
put an amendment in there to
remove Pelican. We don't want to get it complicated.
I mean, if that's only one that's in the state, I mean, why? why just have one if everybody else is out of it?
If they want it, they can come in. But I think it could probably get back to, and I'm not sure, Cake still owns the coal storage. So I don't know what happened with ownership. might be a little more than we want. Any, Kathy, we want to come back up and answer?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, and through the chair, I certainly am not speaking for the community of Pelican at this point. I am no longer mayor, so I would certainly not want to get anything on the books one way or another and have it look like I'm trying to insert myself. I was just speaking from my own experience and what went on then, and we did not, we had no choice at the time in order to take over the water and in order to make things move. So again, I'm not speaking for the community of Pelican. I want to make that real clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Wishes of the committee? Representative Newman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recommend passage out of this committee of House Bill 108, labeled 24LSO455A.
Hearing no objections, the bill will move. And no other business before the committee, we are adjourned.